Armadoxy for today. Fast for Nativity. All good things come with discipline. A regular prayer life is essential for the Christian, as is engaging with Holy Scripture and regular participatory practice in community worship. Christianity engages the body, soul, and mind with its teachings and practices. It's a holistic approach to life. Toward the discipline of the body, the church prescribes fasting, and today the fasting period for Theophany begins. Every major event in the Armenian church is preceded by a period of fasting. The practice can take different forms, and whether you fast completely or partially, the matter is between you and God, and no one else. Jesus' instruction for fasting is clear. When you fast, he says, do not be like the hypocrites with a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear to men to be fasting. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you fast, anoint your head, wash your face, so that you do not appear to men to be fasting, but to your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you openly. When you fast, you only naturally think of food. Hunger brings pain physically, and psychologically you experience discomfort because you know that food is only a few steps or minutes away, and yet you are being deprived of food because of your own will. It is that discomfort that is necessary to understand Christ's words. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Yes, life is more than the physical. The first day of fasting is truly the hardest because your body is acclimating to the hunger. On the second and third days, your body begins to understand that there is a change and accepts the hunger and focuses on strengthening the spiritual and psychological senses. Theophany is now in sight. It is the revelation of God, the Creator, Jesus Christ on earth in our midst. Being ready psychologically and emotionally has been the journey of the last several weeks. This last week, with the adding of fasting, we bring these elements together to meet and greet Christ in his incarnation. If you were to see Christ in our midst, that is, with you and your family and your friends, what would be your reaction? Would you say, Merry Christmas? Would you say, Christ is in our midst? Or would your reaction be more profound? Would you be in shock? Would you be in awe? Finding that perfect expression of joy in meeting Christ's child in our midst is the focus of this Advent journey. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you are born and revealed, bringing light into the world. Fill the darkness that surrounds me with the light that is you. Fill my heart with your love, so that there is no room for hatred, disease, or evil. And may I meet you as a disciple of your love. Amen.
We trust you've enjoyed this broadcast. This episode of Armadoxy for Today, as well as all previous episodes, are archived at epostle.net and available for listening or downloading. To write to us with comments or questions, leave a comment at the site or email us at feedback@epostle.net. Also join us for our weekly podcast, The Next Step with Father Vazgen, available on your favorite podcatcher. For the production crew at epostle.net and all the members of the In His Shoes Ministries, this is Susie, wishing you a good day filled with God's blessings.